All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
I suppose we should remind the mateys what happened in last week's adventure.
Don't we always?
Let's see. When we left the adventure last time, the Jolly Roger was anchored in the river because it couldn't get past a mountain, sitting right in the middle of the river. Now, let's continue our nail-biting story, shall we, mateys?
Weigh anchor!
But, Captain, there's still no place to go.
Sailors, we've prayed and asked for God's wisdom. Now it's time to trust the Lord. Maybe God is planning to move this mountain for us.
Move a mountain? Ha! Who ever heard of anything so silly?
It's not silly, Cool Ray. God's word says that all we need is faith no bigger than a tiny mustard seed, and we can move mountains.
That's in the Bible?
It sure is, in Matthew 17:20. God's formula for mountain-moving faith.
Hey, y'all, faith is another fruit.
Mountain-moving faith, Lord, give me mountain-moving faith. Grant in me the mustard seed of mountain-moving faith. I will ask and never doubt, soon you'll hear the victory shout. Nothing is impossible with mountain-moving faith.
I will trust in God, He meets my every need. All I need is faith, no bigger than a mustard seed. I believe His word when things I cannot see. I abide in Him, His word abides in me. Mountain-moving faith, Lord, give me mountain-moving faith. Plant in me the mustard seed of mountain-moving faith. I will ask and never doubt, soon you'll hear the victory shout. Nothing is impossible with mountain-moving faith.
I will trust in God, He is the King of Kings. When I call to Him, He shows me great and mighty things. I delight in Him and bring Him every care. He rewards my faith and answers every prayer. Mountain-moving faith, Lord, give me mountain-moving faith. Plant in me the mustard seed of mountain-moving faith. I will ask and never doubt, soon you'll hear the victory shout. Nothing is impossible with mountain-moving faith.
There's a tunnel straight ahead.
It looks like it goes right through the middle of the mountain.
It sure does, Pee-wee. Let's go.
Full speed ahead, shipmate.
Here goes nothing.
Me, oh my, this sure is one mammoth cave.
Pee-wee, this cave has bad breath.
Look at those razor-sharp stalactites on the ceiling of the cave, mates.
Why are they all in a row?
We done struck it rich, Ferlin. Look at that stalactite over yonder. It's filled with gold.
Wake up, my pet.
We're in the mouth of the Mr. Slippy Muck Monster.
Quick, mates. Drop the anchor before we go down his throat. Seagull, quick, fly around in the roof of his mouth.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
It's working, Sissy. Flap your wings harder.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Get ready to fly, mates. Here we go. Watch out below.
Oh, we're safe.
Believe I'll fly Mr. Slippy Delta next time.
I didn't even get any peanuts.
That monster must have sneezed us 5 miles upriver.
This here ain't the river, Cool Ray. This is the swamp.
And look over there, beside Cottonmouth Mountain. That's the Grand Mr. Slippy Dam.
Isn't it a pretty sight?
I shudder to think what would happen if that dam ever broke.
Don't you go fretting none, Furlin Frog. That dam has been there for years.
Hark! What light through yonder window breaks?
Who is that?
Oh, that's just one of them crazy hippo critters. They's always pretending to be something they ain't.
All the world's a stage and all of us are merely pets.
He's coming aboard.
Friends, frogs, countrymen, lend me your ear.
He ain't getting mine.
What's your name?
What? You do not recognize me. I am none other than the greatest actor of all time, Hippocrates. You will find me on the corners of the busiest streets in the city. Yes, you are privileged to be feasting your eyes upon the most spiritual individual who has ever walked the planet Earth. Trumpets, please. Captain! In the presence of all these witnesses, I wish to present you with this $100 bill.
Ooh, wow, look at $100 bill.
Yes, yes, I am presenting you with this $100 bill, a tremendous personal sacrifice to be used in the Lord's work however you see fit.
Hippocrates, the Bible says that we're not supposed to do good works just to be seen by others. True goodness, which only comes from God, isn't something we brag about.
Well, I would...
Hippocrates, why are you wearing that funny little mask with glitter all over it?
Mask? Am I wearing a mask?
I hate to say it, but that $100 bill looks counterfeit.
Counterfeit? Why, I have no idea.
Why don't you have a seat for a minute, Hippocrates? I'd like you to hear this next song.
Oh, good. I like this one.
Your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. You cannot hide what's inside, it's sure to come out. Your words may whisper, but your actions shout.
Hippocritter, hippocritter, you say one thing and do the opposite.
Obviously, my genius is not understood here.
I'm sorry, Hippocrates, but I'm afraid you are understood
here. Farewell, farewell. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Romeo, Romeo, what fools these mortals be.
He sure was an odd duck, wasn't he?
Oh, I wonder how my darling catfish is doing.
Grow up, catfish. I say grow up, son.
Da-da, tinker toy,
oh, Calabash, you gotta do something to my brother's brain, and I mean fast. My whole plan depends on it.
I am truly sorry, monsieur.
Sorry ain't good enough. He's gotta grow up. How's he gonna get married if he can't even say I do? Oh, no, here comes that peeping pirate again. Calabash, do something pronto, or they're gonna beat us to the queen. Get rid of them pesky sailors.
May we, monsieur?
May we? Of course we may, Shrimp Brain. Do it! What are you doing?
Monsieur, it is time for the Royal Air Force. I am calling in the terrors of the sky, Orville and Wilbur Wrongbrother.
Now you're talking.
Oui, monsieur. They have very infectious personalities, and they will attack the Jolly Roger at any moment.
Wow, this is just great. Patch and his crew haven't been able to do a thing to save Captain Catfish and stop Colonel Cottonmouth. Rawr! Every time they get close, that dumb organ calliope thing stops them. Rawr! Now they've got these giant mosquitoes to deal with.
Rawr! I'm not worried, Ahab.
Rawr! Well, of course you're not. You know the story.
But even if I didn't, I would still remember the verse. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear?
Shadow starting the day. He goes before me, lighting the pathway, guiding my footsteps. How can my heart be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. He is my strength and he is my sight. Gone is the light, the Lord is my light.
Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Mateys, it'd be time to shove off and set sail for next week's adventure. Now, here's the captain's men with a new song. Shine!
This world needs a light to shine along the way through the rocks of death and sin. With Jesus to help, I'll be a shining ray, and I'll point the lost to Him. I'm gonna shine for Christ my Lord, just like a lighthouse on the shore. Through the night, you'll find me burning bright, for the Lord will help me shine and shine and shine. For the Lord will help me shine. My Lord, just like a lighthouse on the shore. Through the night you'll find me burning bright, for the Lord will help me shine and shine and shine. For the Lord will help me shine.
long, mateys!